It's the Outdoor Show. Steelhead fishing, bow hunting, duck hunting, and the latest news from the DNR, all wrapped up with cutting-edge country and bluegrass music, right here with Adam Carpenter, and only on Fox 103.
All right, it's time for an outdoor report. Been getting phone calls in from successful deer hunters, and got a special call in just a moment here. And for those who are waiting to hear that phone call with Darcy, we'll be playing that in our next outdoor report. Call any, especially any people who are looking to be inspired a little bit. I think it's a very inspiring phone call. Successful deer hunter by a nice lady who listens to the Outdoor Show. And she took a nice 6-point. So if you know anybody who might like to listen to that, I highly encourage you to get on the phone and tell them to tune in to Fox 103.3. We're going to be replaying that in just a minute. I want to thank our sponsor first here, Great Lakes and Land Real Estate, participating with Cabela's Trophy Properties. Give Tim or Linda a call for your recreational property needs, whether you're buying or selling. 524-6288 is the number. Again, that phone number for Great Lakes and Land Real Estate, 524-6288. Or visit them on the web at greatlakesandland.com. Well, joining us now on the Outdoor Show, a call from a deer blind yet again today. Tundra Ted up in the Keweenaw. How are you, sir?
Very good. It's been an enjoyable afternoon, entertaining.
And you're actually in your deer blind right now.
Oh, you betcha.
And hunting in Keweenaw County, are you? I'm just assuming.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Beautiful out here today. A little bit of snow once in a while, but enough snow on the ground for a backdrop.
Yeah? Are you seeing any deer?
Oh, yeah. I've got two in front of me and three behind me in this blind here, but
unfortunately,
they're all bald.
You have five does surrounding your blind right now, and you're on the phone with us.
Yes, yeah, no biggie. And the hell, like I'm listening to radio, listening to you on the radio.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah, the TV reception didn't come in too good today, so I switched over to radio.
All right, so what else is going on? You wanted to talk about your daughters, didn't you?
Yeah, well, the oldest daughter had a double opening morning. She got a 8-point.
What?
20 minutes later, a 4-point.
You're kidding me.
No, that's typical of her. That's the first time she got a double on a day, though.
Wow.
She always gets at least one, but... And the other daughter, Kimmy, her first actual hunt, she dumped over a nice, hefty 6-point.
Wow. That's fantastic. So, both on opening day?
Yes.
So are they showing Tundra Ted up there, or what? Are they teaching you how to hunt?
I'm not no big hurry. I got some bear meat in the freezer, and I'm waiting for that 30-pointer.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Well, I appreciate you calling and sharing. Anything else you want to talk about?
Yeah, and my son, he finally didn't want to be outdone by his older sister, so he jumped over a 6-pointer, nice, hefty 6-pointer. Should have been an 8, no brow times.
Oh, really?
It was nice, thick rack. It's beautiful. It is beautiful.
Is there any chance we could get you or have them email us here? And get to
possibly my daughter, yes.
Okay, it's adam@greatlakesradio.org.
Okay. I'll talk to her as soon as I see her. We turned her into the camp cook and dishwasher and everything else. She's back at camp. So
now that she's got her bucks, hey?
Yes.
Well, Ted, thanks. Hey, we got to run here, bud, but I really appreciate you calling from the deer blind especially. That's cool.
All right. Keep up the good work and the good program you got going.
I appreciate it, Ted.
All righty, sir.
Take care.
You bet. Bye-bye.